Hey guys, it has been a while since I read out some articles, so that's exactly what I'm going to do for you today. The podcast, as you might have noticed, is sporadic to say the least. This is purely because it takes an awful lot of time on my part, about a full day, to put one episode together when you factor everything in. And right now, unfortunately, that's just time I can't justify. I wish I could, but I have to focus on what pays the bills first. In other news, I'm excited to let you know the Free Your Mind from Anxiety program has had a major makeover. It now contains more content and structure, and it's no longer tiered. It's a monthly plan to make it more accessible for everybody right now. To celebrate the relaunch, you get everything for just $14.99 per month. So if you are anxious or stressed or overwhelmed, and you're looking for support, guidance, and lessons, and of course accountability, I highly encourage you to check it out. It could very well change your life. And if you have reservations, just ask yourself, what if just one thing I learned, one strategy, one tool, gives me a new perspective and changes everything for my future? All it will cost you is the price of 3 cups of coffee to find out. To find out more, you can simply go to nickycullen.com/anxiety-program, or it will be linked in the show notes. And with that, I'm going to shut up and sing or read you one of my lullabies. As always, thanks for listening. This one is called How to Develop a Kick-Ass Routine Just for You, and it was published January 23rd, 2020. I've been living like a hobo for 4 years, and while you'd think I'd be used to it by now, last year brought with it many challenges and a lot of change in all aspects of life. Change which I allowed to wreak havoc on the habits and routines that once served me so well. Professionally, a pivot and some restructuring was in order. And suddenly that freedom, and I use the word lightly because it's bollocks, I worked so hard for it began to wreak havoc on my mind. I had too much shit going on, too many decisions to ponder, and too much stress arising from it all. I also internalized it, making matters significantly worse for myself. With the mini crisis going on in my mind, my routines and habits fell by the wayside. And the more I tried, the worse things got. Everything was fucked, or so it seemed. So I picked up Mark Manson's new book, In Search of Some Hope. And hope is what I found. He wrote about this philosophical nut named Kant. In terms of routine, the dude was a ninja. Let's not consider the fact Kant was depressed and miserable his entire life. You spend your days trying to answer the big questions while explaining them to dumb people and see how you turn out. It was Kant's routine that piqued my interest. It reminded me of a simpler time, a time when I had my own routines locked down and working in my favor. Kant's routine worked like clockwork. He ate, worked, shat, and exercised at the same time every day, day in, day out, with very little divergence or distraction. He did not allow the decision-making process to wreak havoc on his mind. This gave me a flashback to my time in Vancouver. It was there where, for the first time really, I created some solid habits and routines that had a real positive impact in my life. I even turned to Shark and my girlfriend and said, you know what? I actually miss working in an office. She looked at me flabbergasted and ultimately very concerned I'd be headed to a mental institution any day now. And having worked out of my friend's office in Edinburgh for a few days before Christmas, I stand by what I said. While I didn't care for my job in Vancouver, I had a routine that worked really well. I'd be on my yoga mat in class at 6:30 a.m. and at my desk with a coffee in hand for 8 a.m. and I'd be out of there by 4 p.m. In terms of work, rest and play, from 4 p.m. every day, I could do whatever I wanted to do, work, rest or play. It didn't matter. I felt great, I was fit and healthy, and I had a clear head with minimum stress, which is exactly how it should be. And yet as a freelancer or whatever I am, this freedom or autonomy which I worked so hard for had royally fucked with me. I'd get up early, but I'd still somehow manage to be working on my laptop late at night. in between, I was kind of all over the place. It really didn't matter, but it did. Because when I was trying to relax, I was thinking about when I'd find the strength to pull my laptop out again and work. I was procrastinating. And as with all bad habits, it was a gradual yet slippery slope, one which I eventually slid off the edge, which apparently is the best place to learn a lesson. And fortunately for you, you can learn from me. You're welcome. So, how do you develop a kick-ass routine that works for you? First of all, you figure out what's important to you, what you value, and what works for you. And you stop trying to emulate others with different values and different interests just because someone wrote or made a video about them because they're filthy rich. You could read all the personal development articles you like, but in a booming industry, there's very little evidence they actually work. Because albeit with a lot of finesse, the entire business model is built on creating problems, not resolving them. So, easing off the personal development and obsessing over your routine is probably the best place to start, because more often than not, it serves as an unhealthy distraction and nothing more, unless you have a solid foundation to experiment and play with. Everyone thinks a list of 50 things to do every day that guarantees you will be the best, most optimized human alive sounds brilliant until they fuck off and try to implement it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, depression, and suicide are all real pressing problems in today's society. Do you think a lot of this might be from trying too hard? Here's what I would consider when developing your daily routine. Keep it simple. Simplicity will always beat complexity, yet for some reason, we continue to complicate shit and make life way harder for ourselves than it has to be. Exercise and diet are super important to me, and I neglected them both. It affected me. There's nothing complicated about it. I like to exercise first thing and not eat crap. That's really simple, and I don't need to waste my time on Netflix watching every health documentary convincing me I'll get cancer if I don't do or eat as they say, which is probably one of the worst things you can do for your health these days. Look to create that one keystone habit that will result in a trickle of healthy habits. Habits you won't even have to think about creating. This has always been yoga for me. Again, I neglected it. I'm back doing it in the mornings again before work, and I can't express how much better I feel for it. 2, stop trying so hard. This is probably the biggest culprit that prevents so many from enjoying their life. Stop trying to force yourself to read every book and watch every video that will teach you something that you can slip into your daily habit or routine to further optimize yourself and get more out of your day. Of course, learning is important, but only when done right. Just think of all you can do and achieve from all the time saved, from not actually freaking out and trying to emulate others in the first place. A hell of a lot. You get all your work done, you'll get your exercise, and you can actually go out and have some fun. 3, get off your phone. Our smartphone usage is probably the worst habit all of us have, by a country mile. Try to balance that in some way with a list of good habits, as long as a horse's cock makes no sense. That's like snorting a bag of coke a day and offsetting it with an apple. Remove Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all other apps that keep you sitting on the shitter for an hour from your phone. Or if that's too radical a move, at least try and block out one or two slots in your day where you allow yourself to use them. At the very least, do not spend the first hour of your day in bed consumed by them. Just ask yourself if your smartphone usage is having a positive or negative impact on your life. And if it's negative, then you stand to gain a whole lot by doing something about it. Personally, I permanently deleted my Instagram and it's been wonderful. 4, plan the day. This is where you can channel your inner Kant. The more you plan your day, the more you know what you're doing and when, the fewer decisions you will have to make and the less stress you'll have to deal with arising from it all. This is your day, not mine. I get flustered when deciding what to eat for lunch. This is why I missed working in an office. It's because my day was so much easier to plan. Write your tasks out the night before, and you won't be worrying about them during your sleep. You'll be executing. And when you wake, get up and go assassinate the bastards. Remember, less is more. Work, rest, play, and exercise. Personally, those are the four elements I need to get the most out of my day. Because it's simple, it works. At least when I don't complicate things, which is what I did. I know what's important to me. You have to figure out what's important for you. I just have a feeling if you keep it simple, you're going to figure it out a hell of a lot faster, making your life a hell of a lot easier in the process. Do more of what makes you feel good, less of what makes you feel shit, and when you're experimenting, experiment with less. And never forget to have fun and be nice to others. You can start with being blah, blah, blah. Ah, that's all irrelevant. I'm asking for a like and a share. But if you want to subscribe to the podcast, please do so. And again, thank you for listening.